is Rothman and Ice.
All right. Big Ten unanimously votes to play football. Here we go. Here we go. Ross Dellinger writing about college football for Sports Illustrated at SI Now. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Ross, good to have you.
Hey, good to be here.
All right, so give me your reaction to the Big Ten playing catch-up now. Clemson will be on their sixth game. Bama will be on their fourth. Oklahoma will be on their fifth when Ohio State plays their first. Playing catch-up here, does it work for the Big Ten?
Well, I guess they're going to give it a go. It seems like, you know, if they had delayed the season a little bit, maybe kind of like the SEC and some others did, you know, push back the season opener to late September or early October, that it would have been a little more ideal, you know. And I think a lot of people around the nation were a little surprised when they pulled the trigger that early on postponing the fall. And so because they did that, yeah, they're in a little prickly of a position because it's a tight window. They're going to play, what, eight regular season games in 8 weeks. And we've seen all the game interruptions. There's been, I think it's up to 13 or 14 college football games just in the last 3 weeks that have been postponed because of interruptions, outbreaks, and things like that. And a lot of conferences have built in a week or two, open a week or two to move games around, and the Big Ten doesn't have that. So for me, that is the biggest probably concern. And you look at some of their protocols, their thresholds, not only do they not build in a week to move games around, but they have this 21-day suspension of play for players who test positive. That is a lot of time, obviously. That's 3 weeks, so that's roughly a third of the season. And then you have the shutdown threshold of 5% on a team, a positivity rate of 5%, and you have to shut down. So a lot of obstacles in there, and something tells me that all Big Ten teams may not make it through the season, playing a full schedule. And maybe they won't make it through the season playing at all. It might not complete the season. I could certainly see that happening as well. And with other teams, too, around the nation, that's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, no doubt, Ross. I'm with you, man. And, you know, speaking of other teams, another conference that's still out there is the Pac-12. And I know Larry Scott did throw out a statement today in regards to, you know, what the Big Ten decided to do. Do you, you know, have an update on where they are? Are they any closer to potentially figuring this thing out to playing fall sports and football? What do you got on the Pac-12 right now, Ross?
Well, they're in a much different position than pretty much every other conference just because of the state regulations out there out west, specifically California and Oregon. Their state regulations do not allow contact, basically. You can't practice. So if you can't practice, you obviously can't play. Their state regulations would have to change in California and Oregon, I think, for at least for everybody in the Pac-12 to play. That would have to happen. And right now, that hasn't happened. It could happen, and maybe it could happen soon. The Pac-12 struck an agreement a couple of weeks ago, you know, to start daily testing like the Big Ten plans to do. So that might be something that certainly helps their cause when it comes to changing, having politicians change their minds.
So when it comes to your anticipation of what the College Football Playoff Committee will be thinking this year, it will be one of the wildest discussions ever, right? Because we know all schedules aren't created equally. Data is compiled differently. The look test ultimately wins out. If for some reason the Big Ten has a hiccup here and they don't finish the entire thing or don't get through, they don't have nine, do you think that they will be looked at lesser, or is it always going to be, hey, if they got a behemoth in their conference, let's just say hypothetically Ohio State, that seven games might be enough, eight games might be enough as long as there's no loss?
It should be interesting, right? Everybody's kind of wondering that. Right now, the CFP committee, they debate on teams with different – who have played different games sometimes. You know, they'll have a 12-1 team versus – versus 11-1 or 12-0 versus 12-1. We've seen that happen. It'll be interesting to see when they have teams that are 9-1 versus 7-0, which we could have, which would be crazy, but that's very well what we could have. Or 8-1 versus 10-0 or 11-0. What if an SEC team goes 10-1, plays a championship game, and a Big Ten team plays just 9 games and maybe misses a game because, again, got that tight window and ends up being like 7-1, 7-1 versus 10-1, who gets in, or even 8-0 versus 10-1, who gets in. So we're going to have there's going to be a lot of that involved. When you trim a season down, you bring more teams, I think, in play. So it's going to probably be the hardest, I would think, for the CFP committee, maybe the most difficult decisions in the history of the playoff.
Ross, one of those teams that could be in the mix for the college football playoff conversation is Georgia, and I just wanted to get your take on a comment Kirby Smart made about his quarterback position and not having that thing figured out. What's your take on that, and have you heard anything on potentially a potential lean for Kirby Smart in that quarterback race?
It seems like every year we talk about a Georgia quarterback race. They stock up on talent there, but they seem to always have a heck of a competition at quarterback. And I know that right now, JT, the transfer, he's not medically cleared, but I think they expect him to get medically cleared by the time the game starts. And I think from what I understand, he's still, he's practicing, he's scrimmaging. But they have the redshirt freshman, his name is escaping me. And we have to remember something about Georgia. I did this compilation about a year or two ago, and at the time this was true, and I'm assuming it still is. They have the most 5-star signings of anybody in the SEC, which probably makes me believe they have the top 3 most in the nation. So they have a lot of talent around that quarterback position. And so I think because of that, no matter who the quarterback is, I think they're certainly formidable, no matter who wins that job.
Last one, and this probably goes to probably your original answer about the confidence of the Big Ten and getting through this. And when you hear LSU football coach Ed Orgeron say yesterday that most of his team has contracted COVID-19, but most of his players have caught it and hopefully they won't catch it again, does that make you feel like, my goodness, the Big Ten is really up against this with that 21-day quarantine that they're going to impose if you test positive?
Absolutely. It certainly does. And I know LSU's not alone in that. I know I've heard of plenty of teams who've had 30, 40, 50, 60 players have, tested positive. It's a virus, and we know that football teams and locker rooms are like a petri dish and college campuses in general. So I think a lot of people saw this coming. The trick is obviously to make sure it doesn't spread outside of the team to more vulnerable, older population, those with underlying conditions. And we haven't seen that yet, although it's hard to prove that anyway. But it does give you pause for the interruptions and the game interruptions, as we've already seen in college football. Like I said earlier, I think there's been 13 of them so far, postponed season openers or game twos because of outbreaks. And those are ones where you've got colleges following the CDC guidelines, which is just 10 days in quarantine or 10 days in isolation for the positives. Now the Big Ten is going to do 21 days, so twice as many days until you can return to play. And, man, that's a long time. And you're going to have some players missing a third of the season.
Very much. Let's hope that they'll take it as seriously as they'll have to, because they know that that is the ultimate consequence. When you've decided to risk it and go play, and then you'd have to miss potentially 3 games. All right, Ross, great job, man. Thanks for jumping on. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. See ya.